in my drug-fueled haze said, I can't. In fact, I think I have a recording of myself saying it.
I can't take it anymore.
And I jumped. I stole her car, drove to my friend Dennis Ruby's house, and I got out and I kissed his driveway. I was free at last from this shrew, who I later learned was also banging my account. Now,
wow.
I felt sorry for him. Anyway, seriously, it's like, what else can we add to the list of reasons to hate this woman? So, that was the story the next day. I did my morning show. I'm home. It's the middle of the day. Just taking a nap. I'm putting on the weather channel or something on TV. And I hear some noise in the driveway. Mm-hmm. And I see my Corvette pull up. I thought, oh, she's wants her car. She's going to leave me my Corvette. No. She took her car and the Corvette back to the house and left me with nothing. So Debbie Gregory, who you can look up on IMBD, she comes over and we hatched a plot to steal the car back that night because I still had a vet key.
Nice.
And the first thing I did was go to the police station and say, here's my license, here's my registration, that's my car, and if you get a call that it was stolen, it's BS. And there's that story. Gotta write the book.
I know you do.
Because it's getting late.
Oh, I remember a lot of stories, Greg.
You really did listen when you were here, didn't you? Thank you. All right, enjoy Boston, buddy.
Didn't you meet the Temptations once? I'm out of here.
Did I get the what?
The Temptations. Didn't you meet them once?
Oh, several times.
Right.
Yeah. We spent a lot of time.
Right. I remember a lot.
Yeah. Love Temptations, Three Dog Night. One day I'll do an entire show about bands I did drugs with.
I'm glad those days are over, Greg.
Well, look at me. I'm a Boy Scout now.
Yeah.
But, you know, those are all the experiences in life that take us to the destiny we celebrate today.
Yes.
All right. I am starting to sound like a Hallmark card, so it's time to try that. Again, Bob Hours after the show. Don't forget when you need flooring. You have a great day, buddy, and a great trip. Thanks. Call us from there if there's anything going on you want to just...
All right.
You're always welcome. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. It's hard to believe I've almost been here half the time they have, going all the way back to 1969 when Dick McAdam wanted to open up a wholesale flooring business. Looking for the right spot, saw land next to what was then the true bypass around the east side of Montgomery and said, the city is expanding in this direction. One day this will be the center, so we're going to build Georgia Floors Direct right here. And it remains there to this day across from Lowe's on the Eastern Bypass. 300,000 square feet of choices in all types and styles of flooring with the best crew, man. Jeff Mallinson, halfway through those 52 years, Dick McAdam hired him, and Jeff is the human template for great customer relations. You cannot not like Jeff Mallinson. You can't. He's just that way. And then he's found people like Dustin and Q and Jonathan who are very much embrace those same principles. So they make your floor shopping experience so pleasant, so personal, so friendly and welcoming. Plus, they now offer blinds and marble kitchen countertops. Everything is wholesale priced. That's always the best price. And that's why they do business with seven other states outside of Alabama. They're that good at what they do. Plus, their own team of installers and Dave the Rugman. This is where you want to get your next floor. Georgia Floors Direct on the Boulevard across from Lowe's and also on Facebook.
Traffic is brought to you by Dillon Rings. Dillon Rings has great watches and beautiful rings. Or have Josh design a piece of jewelry for you. Shop Dillon Rings now at 119 Brown Springs Road. And check them out on Facebook.
Well, traffic's definitely building. We got more cars out there, and you know the drill. This time of day, we start seeing a lot of traffic building on East Boulevard, East South Boulevard, Taylor Road, and I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. The good news is we've had a few minor accidents, but nothing affecting traffic flow at this moment. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us all clear. Buckle up and be safe. We will keep you updated. Larry Live Oak been insuring the River Region since 1988, customizing your insurance needs to the perfect plan. Live Oak Insurance, Main Street in Millbrook, 285-2881. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
The
Veterans Access to Care bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system and provide the specially tailored care that veterans need.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Proud of your Jeep? Then show it off at the second annual Pusa Jeep Fest for a share of over $50,000 in prizes and a trip to Aruba. Tackle our obstacle course and take part in Show and Shine, Light Up the Night, and Turn It Up competitions. March 28th through the 30th at Wind Creek, Montgomery. New this year, sign up for the pizza eating contest. And don't miss the chance to get a photo of your Jeep taken with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot. Register now at WindCreekMontgomery.com.
Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC. The Pusa Jeep Fest is not sponsored and not affiliated with FCA US LLC.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. I'm leaving the country if my candidate isn't elected.
Mr. I'm leaving the country if my candidate isn't elected.
Every 4 years, it's the same thing. Negative campaign ads, pointless debates, and the obligatory celebrity who boldly states they'll leave the U.S. if the vote doesn't go their way.
I hear Somalia's lovely this time of year.
Yeah, well, don't let the gates of freedom hit your butt on the way out.
That's right, love it or leave it, yeah.
So when a millionaire movie star pouts about how suddenly the greatest nation on earth will become unlivable post-election, offer to buy a plane ticket and pack his bags for him. He's Mr. I'm leaving the country if my candidate isn't elected. A real American hero.
Mr. I'm leaving the country if my candidate isn't elected.
Whatever, dude, you'll still be here on Wednesday.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Jesse Lynn, what should we expect it for?
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden preparing for his State of the Union address Thursday night, coming off his victories on Super Tuesday. On the GOP side, President Trump continues to march toward the nomination. A missile attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels on a Barbados flag vessel in the Gulf of Aden has killed two of its crew members. The ship has been abandoned. The UN's Atomic Watchdog Agency chief is visiting Russia amid concern about a Ukrainian nuclear power plant that's been caught in the crossfire since Moscow sent troops into Ukraine in 2022 and seized the facility shortly after. Stocks finished higher, the Dow up 75 points, the Nasdaq gained 92, and the S&P 500 adding 26. This is SRN News.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
You know, we have a lot of expressions in the English language that we use all the time. Most all of us use them every day. And we never seem to examine them very closely. You know, we just say them as if they really made sense. Like, legally drunk. Well, if it's legal, what's the problem? Leave the guy alone. He's legally drunk. Selling like hotcakes. Well, is this the fastest selling item we could think of? For this figure of speech? Hotcakes? Beer, cigarettes, coffee, even eggs. You go to the average place where people are ordering breakfast, you'll find a lot more people ordering eggs than are ordering hotcakes. Well, it doesn't sound right, does it? Michael Jackson's new album is selling like eggs. People won't say that. It doesn't have the right ring to it. Undisputed heavyweight champion. Well, if it's undisputed, What's all the fighting about? To me, that's the last straw. That one doesn't seem fair to me, you know? I think you ought to warn a guy first. That's the next to the last straw. Let him know he's running out of straws. Takes the cake. Boy, he really takes the cake. Where? Where do you take a cake? To the movies? You know where I would take a cake? Down to the bakery to see the other cakes. And how come he takes the cake? How come he don't take the pie? Pie is easier to carry than a cake. Easy as pie. Cake is not too hard to carry either. Piece of cake. Out walking the streets. You hear this when a murderer gets paroled from prison. Guy will say, now instead of being in prison, this guy is out walking the streets. How do we know? Maybe he's home watching TV. Not every guy gets a parole, right? He's out walking the streets. Yeah. Sometimes they take a bus. Occasionally they steal a car. We ought to be glad. Thank God he stole a car. At least he's not out walking the streets. Fine and dandy. That's an old-fashioned one, you know? Say to a guy, how are you? He says, fine and dandy. Not me. I never say that. You know why? I'm never both of those things at the same time. Sometimes I'm fine, not dandy. Close to dandy, approaching dandy. In the vicinity of dandyhood. Not quite dandy. Other times, I am indeed dandy. Not fine. One time, 1965, August, for about an hour, I was both fine and dandy at the same time. Nobody asked me how I was.
Question for you, 413 on Newstalk 93.1 FM. Are you feeling fine this afternoon or a little short of that? Are you feeling dandy or maybe less than dandy? A place to give both of those components a boost is Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Will be there. Group starts gathering at the end of the long bar. There used to be round tables there, so we called ourselves the Knights of the Round Tables. Now they're rectangles, and Knights of the Rectangular Tables just doesn't cut it, but it's a fun group of people. Come and join us. We survive. I should be handing out T-shirts that say, I survived Super Tuesday.
Yeah.
Here is one of those survivors right now, foreign correspondent Randall.
Yes, sir. And I thought you ought to just say Knights of the Long Table. You know what I mean?
I like that.
Yeah.
And it kind of looks like it's one continuous table because that little gap you can't really see it there. When you walk up, it looks like Blue Water has took over Baumhauer on Wednesday nights. When you walk in there, because it's just, you know what I mean, every friendly face you could think about.
So, yes, because there's usually one or two people wedged in between that little gap.
Yes, ma'am, you're right. And then the TV is right there at that gap, too. So it's all kind of, you don't even pay attention to the gap. So nights of the long table, And Greg, I probably would have called this earlier, but I can't let you, because I called Joel at the end, but it just, I want you to understand.
It's a separate show, Randall. You're welcome here. I mean,
yes, sir. I know it, but you know, a lot of people, but I want to tell you, y'all ought to be proud. Everybody ought to be proud that's on Jackson's team right now. I'll tell you one thing that shouldn't be, now I'll tell you that at the end. But the one, let me tell you, for her to come in and do what she did, Greg, because let me see, DD has been in this town since the year 2000. She wasn't no hometown girl either now, but she's been here since 2000.
Right.
And she's worked in that courthouse. And that courthouse is connected to the other three around here pretty tight. And then her husband is a fireman. And you know how, you know, people love their fireman now. And he's a hometown hero to Prideful. And yeah, she is a hometown girl. So you take that into consideration. So if you want to look at this radio station, how I say it in this way, you kind of look like Jacqueline was taking on the establishment, if you want to look at it that way. And you can say, hey, we face our mother. Cause
yeah, I agree with you. I think there's a component of that in there. You know, there's a legacy.
Yeah, because it really ain't established. I love all the people there. Kim Curvin, Joey Booth, they all real good friends. And my cousin was, I mean, it's They all good people, Gray. Let me tell you about.
No, no, nobody's. Wait a minute, Randall. Nobody's dissing anybody here. What I want to offer you for thought, and you tell me if you think this makes sense, that there is sort of, I wouldn't call it a club because it's not formally organized, but there is something to be said for legacy in this town when it comes to politics. Even if, let's say, you wanted to run for mayor, even though your father was corrupt, you can still get elected because you're on the inside. I was told, Randall, after I got established, there was a circle of people in the city of Montgomery that I would never, ever be accepted by. Because I'm an outsider. I'm a carpetbagger, whatever the hell you call it. You agree with that? You think there's...
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I think if you want, you can kind of look at it that way because Jacqueline hadn't been in that group, or if you want to say it's a group, since 2000. So, yeah, and I want to finish that. My thought is that Jacqueline, I'm sorry about that, that's an ambulance. But Jacqueline only moved into the district a couple months ago. So, yeah, she kind of looked like an outsider, Greg. Right? If you want to look at it, this kind of followed me out there. She moved into this district 2 months ago, and she got 20% of this district vote. Do y'all understand how that is out of this world? I really thought that she'd probably end up in the runoff now, because of the feeling I got. But the feeling that I hated to see on voting day is that there was nobody out there holding up Jack and Thompson signs at these voting places. Y'all, everybody on the radio talked about how they so far behind Jacqueline. Well, let me tell you, wasn't nobody out there beating the bushes for Jacqueline. I can promise you that. Nobody on the radio. And you can say Cooter took a picture of one when he was voting. Yeah, that's fine. And he might have sit there an hour or two. But look, there were people out there from 6 o'clock that morning holding up signs and stayed till 7:02 that evening holding up their people's signs and flashing them in folks' face as they pulled in. That stuff matters in too now.
Yeah, it does. Even though Jacqueline clearly, from an experiential standpoint, was most qualified to be a family number of cases she handled in family law.
And let me tell you, Jackson wouldn't have never throw that in nobody's face except for they brought that up in the Tall County little convention thing they had, the Republican convention, and Jacqueline went and looked for the numbers because that was put in her face. She didn't even start that. She killed the numbers. She had 500 and something to their 100 and something apiece. It wasn't even close. But like I said, Jacqueline made history in my book, man. For her to come in like that and get 20%, and like she was running against another, but Miss Clark is from the area too, so she was running against two people that's been here their whole life, you might say, since 2000, and you got Jacqueline's been here 2 months, and look, man, her heart is here to help people, and now all you gotta do is throw up these last few little connections she made, throw them up, and people that's on the radio station, if y'all want to see your girl win, y'all got to get out there and beat down. You can't just say you call in and stay on the radio station you're pulling for and then go. I mean, even if you just go vote and leave, you got to tell other people, because not everybody is smart as you and listen to the radio station.
Right.
So you got to spread the word. And just telling the person in line when you get there ain't good enough. And it's never going to be good enough. And there were so many polling places that could have used somebody holding up Jacqueline Thomas. And it needs to be a sweet, smiling face. It don't need to be me. If an old woman holding up a DD sign and me holding up Jacqueline sign, who you think the person that don't know neither one of them is going to vote for? They're going to pull the old lady one. Of course, it matters. Y'all got a place in her life. Y'all can help. And I'm not saying you're old and that's all you can do, but it needs to be an older generation or somebody. You know what I mean? That people relate to holding her signs up on the day that they pull in. Because people don't remember crap. They don't remember...
Randall, I got to wrap up. Let me just say this. I think we're talking about an incredibly intelligent woman with Jacqueline Tomlinson. And I'm sure there were things that she's thought about today. I wish I'd done this or organized that. The only way to learn those things sometimes is to have the experience. There are a lot of very famous politicians who lost the first time they ran for something. Lots. Who went on, Winston Churchill, for crying out loud. His career was pretty much over. And look what happened to him.
Abraham Lincoln.
Lincoln's another one. So it's what you do with the experience that really matters. And I would work just as hard for her if another opportunity came along. We'll see.
I can't wait. she has won everybody in this radio station. Can't help but to love her, you meet her. But everybody can't meet her, and that's why it takes 20 years to build a relationship. And she needed the people on this radio station to help build that. And
you're
let me
right.
tell y'all, she made history. She didn't lose nothing. That was
crazy. I agree with you. That's an excellent way to put it, my friend. You are right on,
sir.
Spot on.
All right, we'll see y'all there.
Thank you.
Love you too, buddy. All right, about an hour from now, Brant McDonald will be on the air with us explaining what happened in the market today. I'm not quite sure what happened in the market today. But he's the guy that leads the team at Invista Advisors. I know there's important numbers coming out tomorrow and Friday. He just tells us what happened, how it impacts you and your money, whether you're invested or not. All of the financial news, you know, makes sense out of things we may not understand. If you'd like to sit down and meet a great team of financial planners who I promise are not going to try to sell you anything. They just want to hear what your goals are and offer ways that they can help you achieve them. That's it. No obligation. 387-0094, the number for Invista Advisors. It's 421. What's happening on the road, Skipper?
Traffic building all over Montgomery, but no major problems right now. I-65 or 85 through downtown. Boulevard's definitely building around East Boulevard, Vaughn up to I-85, East South Boulevard around Baptist, Taylor Road. Usual spots for this time of day, but the good news is we don't have any accidents anywhere that are slowing you down. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. New Toyotas and Nissans rolling in at McKinnon Toyota Nissan. Never pay over sticker. You'll be grinning with McKinnon. Exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
AC by Lou Choir is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbylouchoir.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by Lou Choir.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
License 84417.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Luxury car prices and payments have hit an all-time high. But at Lexus of Montgomery, we have every new Lexus model in stock with low APR financing to save you thousands. Right now, take advantage of as low as 3.99% APR financing on your favorite new Lexus. You don't have to pay more to get the luxury vehicle you want. Pay less at Lexus of Montgomery. You deserve to drive a Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery.
Financing up to 36 months is $29.52 per 1,000 financed with approved credit. Ends 4/1/24.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network. Weather is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Weather can change quickly here in Alabama. Stay on top of the latest weather developments with the Rich Thomas Weather Network. Brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Well, hi, everybody. We continue to enjoy this nice little break in between storm systems. For tonight, mostly clear. Overnight, low temperature down to about 53. Tomorrow looks like a nice day. Plenty of sunshine, high temperature in the upper 70s. Thursday night, we start to see the approach of this next storm system, which will be a big deal, especially on Friday. A soaker, rain and thunderstorms, locally heavy rainfall amounts, a few stronger storms, not out of the question, with a high in the mid-70s on Friday and more showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
for the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Non-Voting Political Complainer.
Mr. Non-Voting Political Complainer.
You've spent the last 9 months telling everyone who they should vote for. But when Election Day comes, you're at the Skin Shack, spreading your wealth to Diamond and Misty.
Is that your idea of gold?
Then, you call your non-vote a political statement.
We call it a cop-out, yeah.
So the next time you hear people yammering on about how voting doesn't matter because they're all a bunch of crooks, peel your I Voted Today sticker off your shirt and slap it over the mouth of Mr. Non-Voting Political Complainer, a real American hero.
Mr. Non-Voting Political Complainer.
I vote for you go play in traffic.
I've done that. And it didn't work out well.
No.
People, I don't walk around with a sign that says, hey, I'm a, or a t-shirt that says, hey, I am a three-time pedestrian vehicle survivor. All of them were bad. And I always get the same reaction from people. Well, I'm not crossing the street with you. And my reaction to that is, well, at least I live.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
There's something to be said for that. That's sometimes when you look back on your life and realize you've been pretty lucky just to get here to this point. I don't know about everybody else's feeling today, but I'm picking up this vibe that we've kind of like been through the ringer through Super Tuesday. Now we're in the wake of all of that chaos. And the story that I'm focusing on this afternoon are new allegations on, and I love this term. And it's so poorly implied. When you're embattled, I take that to mean that life is embattling you. You have been thrown unforeseen circumcisions that are turning your life into a state of turmoil. You're, to some extent, just, it's your bad luck. Fannie Willis is not embattled. She is corrupt, and she's been caught. She's not a victim at any level. She is reaping what she has sown in her sorry-ass political career. And this must end. And I'm invested in this emotionally, just like I was with yesterday's election. She must end up in prison. There has to be a standard. If this were in another state, I don't think there'd be any doubt about it, but Georgia is led by weak rhinos, like the governor and the Raffensperger. He should be doing. Well, why hasn't he done anything? Because he pees his pants in the idea of doing something that might cause controversy and bad publicity. This woman is in the process of literally self-destruction, all of it orchestrated by her own greed and lust. All of it. She gets no sympathy from me. She's not embattled. Nothing about this makes her at any level a victim. It's just not the case. And the frustration I feel today is that it seems like it's taking forever for justice to, the wheels of justice to spin in her direction. It's got to happen. Oh, Chuck Schumer is bringing a young Ukrainian soldier who lost his leg to the State of the Union to push for aid vote. I hope somebody is bringing victims of migrant crime to the State of the Union. Maybe the family of that young woman. And she's just one of many. This is not, unique to her. In fact, I posted something this afternoon to show support for the family. Lake and Riley's mom put out a tribute to her daughter. And if you see it on my page, please share it.
I did.
I have a feeling that the Facebook algorithms are suppressing this because they're not on her family's side. They want open borders. They want anybody and everybody to come in. There's just some numbers on migrants. 74,000 Cubans, 138,000 Haitians, 58,000 Nicaraguans, and 86,000 Venezuelans. What is that, in a month? Yeah. It's insane. And it's finally, the disastrous consequences of this have finally reached those very open-minded northern states who had very little to deal with in the realm of these migrants. Thank you, Governor Abbott of Texas. Thank you, Ron DeSantis, and any other governor that has happily bussed, shipped, flown some of these. Now they're called newcomers. You know, when they were called what they really are, illegal immigrants. Well, there's no such thing as an illegal human being. Whatever. Then they became migrants, which sounds a lot nicer than illegal aliens. But now they're visitors. What did I just...
Newcomers.
Newcomers. They're newcomers. Oh, is that what they are? They're just newcomers. They didn't break any laws. They're just newcomers. So let's get the government welcome wagon out and spend a ton of money to make them feel right at home.
Great. Did you know that Zelensky consulted with a witch and made her an ambassador?
The little green man from Ukraine?
Yes.
Well.
He has cursed his country.
Hitler consulted with psychics and mediums and the occult.
Demonic. Absolutely demonic.
You're twisting the dragon's tail in those places. Oh, I just got a note from Jacqueline. Pardon me while I do voice to text live on the radio. And I just texted all of that into the phone, which I did not want to do. Feel free to call us in about 5-6 minutes, please. That's wonderful news. Yeah, it's good. It says wonderful news, not please use. That is wonderful news. Did it? Jeez. All right, 4:33. And no, I'm not that old man who can't handle modern technology, okay? It is funny sometimes, though. You really have to be careful when you're doing voice to text because it'll make you sound like a moron if you're not careful. And I don't need any help with technology making me sound like a moron. I want to talk to you about AMS Studios. By the way, next hour at 5:35, Miss Murray's Movie Minute, our movie maven, is going to be talking about two films today. One is Maestro, which is up for Best Picture, and then the second film is Naiad. Both of those based on real people. Naiad is not a Best Picture nominee, but it has... what's interesting is Annette Bening, who I like, is up for Best Actress. Jodie Foster, Best Supporting. But the movie is not up for Best Picture, and I'm wondering how two great performances in a film can end up with the film not making the cut for Best Picture. I think they nominate too many films as it is. But this is an interesting year. And again, I repeat, watch American Fiction. Might be playing at the Capri. I got to get the Capri schedule. If you wouldn't mind checking that out. That's a movie that will blow you away. It is so creative. It's so different. And it really sticks its thumb in Hollywood's nose in a big way, to the point where I'm surprised. And that will be brought to you by AMS Studios in Prattville. This is a revelation, friends. The website talks about relaxing and refreshing and renewing, and AMS Studios is the kind of place when you walk through the front door, you feel like you're walking into a completely new world, and you are, because you're going to feel better or look better depending on what kind of service you want. I've mentioned that I think it was November, I did my first microneedling. Microneedling is a process that gets your body to get rid of wrinkles without any surgery. No stitches, no, it's just getting your body to rejuvenate the skin on your face so that its elasticity is restored. And it knocks some of those aging wrinkles out of the park. I mean, if you look at the picture, my top picture on my Facebook page, I'm pretty happy about that, because a lot of those wrinkles are gone. But it's just this technology induces the body to make that stuff go away. And that's just, they have a state-of-the-art electrolysis system that is now the least painful, virtually pain-free system out there. If you're looking to work on that, they can help you with weight loss, body remodeling, permanent makeup. And I've heard that their masseuse is one of the best in the river region. So there's pampering, there's spoilage, there's all kinds of deals available. If you go to AMS-studios.com, take a look at all the services out there. And guys, by the way, if you want to treat your lady to something really special, check it out. There's a place, get a gift certificate for one of those. Even do prenatal massage. I love them. I absolutely love them. They are the greatest thing to happen in Prattville since Randy Burkhalter started putting chickens at Prattville Farm Center, and I mean that in all sincerity. Or when Lynn Bryan put up the new building. We have some great businesses there, and this is the latest on our team. And AMS Studios brings you Miss Murray's Movie Minute next hour around 5:35. All right, let's hit the traffic dungeon. We have 1890 News standing by, too.
Accident Pike Road at Ware's Ferry Road this afternoon. Please watch out for emergency vehicles there. Also, the 6400 block of Troy Highway. That's going to be outbound right near Sweet Creek Farm Market, or just before you get to it. Use caution there. Still very busy on I-65 and 85. The Boulevards, Taylor Road, Prattville-Millbrook, Wetumpka giving us busy, but all clear at the moment. Trenum State now offering classes in logistics and supply chain management. Registration's going on now. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
We were talking about the movie American Fiction. Somebody called Rosie and said...
The 8th through the 11th, it's at the Capri Theater.
The 8th through the 11th, it's at the Capri. Yeah. Do yourself a favor and go see this. First of all, I love the Capri. And whether you watch it, you can also get it online at home. One of the streams, I think it's Amazon Prime, whatever. Or you want to go see it in the theater. I think it's an amazing film. I'm shocked Hollywood made such a movie. And... clever, original, out loud laughs, some very poignant moments too. But there's no be as old shmee as it message from Hollywood in there. That's one reason why I love it. All right, we are ready for 1819 News at 4:38, and I do believe Jay Quillen's going to join us a little bit later.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
1819 News.
Well, we're finding out more about the highly competitive race within Congressional District 1 between fellow Republicans, Congressman Barry Moore and Jerry Carl. Moore did pull out a victory over Carl on Super Tuesday with a lead of 3,000 votes. The final percentage between the two was 51% to 48%. Carl's support came strongly from the coastal area in Baldwin County, where he has already been representing them in Congress, while Moore got a massive turnout in his favor from voters in the Wiregrass counties, where he is from and has been representing in Congress as well. Moore will now campaign against the Democratic nominee, Tom Holmes, this coming November. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you, to have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A lawsuit has been filed against the owners of a Dothan bar after a multi-car crash killed two people. The driver that caused the crash was determined to be driving under the influence of alcohol, and the lawsuit contends that the workers at Uncle Bob's Sports Bar did not cut off that man from alcohol when he was showing signs of intoxication while he was at the bar. The lawsuit is filed by the estates of the two victims, 30-year-old Derek Blessing and his aunt, 42-year-old Audrey Jenkins. The driver is identified as Leon Jones. The incident occurred on March 11th of 2023. A mission group called Project Unify that is based out of Decatur is headed to North Texas to help with disaster relief due to the devastating wildfires. The blazes broke out in the Texas Panhandle, destroying over 400 structures there. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Have you been injured in a car wreck? Don't let the insurance companies bully you. Call me, Johnny Adams.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. Did you know the current national average turn time to close on a mortgage is 48 business days? But not at Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, our average close time is 16 business days. That's a month faster than the rest. How do we do it? With over 60 years of combined experience in the industry, our team knows mortgages. Our years of experience yield a better experience for our customers. Folks, time is money. Whether you're looking to buy or refi, don't waste time with another mortgage company, bank, or credit union. We close on time, every time. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our fast turn time is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Radio works. It's as simple as that. Call us to find out how radio can work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. When you call the professionals at Clark with plumbing needs, you can count on quality service, flexible appointments, and affordable pricing. For more information, visit clarkcomfort.com. Better call Clark, 277-2125. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We continue to enjoy this nice little break in between storm systems. For tonight, mostly clear. Overnight low temperature down to about 53. Tomorrow looks like a nice day. Plenty of sunshine, high temperature in the upper 70s. Thursday night, we start to see the approach of this next storm system, which will be a big deal, especially on Friday. A soaker, rain and thunderstorms, locally heavy rainfall amounts, a few stronger storms, not out of the question, with a high in the mid-70s on Friday and more showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.75% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Who puts alligators in cute garbage cans?
Into garbage cans.
Steals a rack of ribs by stashing it inside his pants. Florida man.
Florida man.
Oh, Florida man can.
Florida man can.
Florida man can, 'cause he's really freaking high from all the drugs he took.
All the drugs he took.
Possession. at an intersection. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who's blocking the highway? Running in the nude. Got caught having sex with a gorilla at the zoo. Florida man.
Florida man
can.
Florida man can.
Florida man can, 'cause he snorts bath salts and scares the neighborhood.
Scares the neighborhood.
4:45 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Next hour we'll be talking nominations for the Best Picture, Best Actor, and so forth with Miss Murray, the movie Maven, in our Movie Minute. There's a lot of alliteration in there, and I did that very modestly, all by my big self.
Well, whoop the freaking do!
And each weekday morning, around 8:45, we do our morning maroon nominations. We find the three greatest acts of idiocy in the news and vote on who's the dumbest of the dumb. And in a million billion years of evolution, you'll never guess who's on the phone.
Jay Quallen.
You're good at this. Here she is, and let me welcome her properly, please.
And now... Dad Joke Theater.
I quit my job at the helium factory today.
Why ever would you do that?
Because I refuse to be spoken to in that tone of voice.
Join us again for another Dad Joke Theater.
And we welcome Jacqueline Tomlinson. Boy, have you been your ears burning this afternoon? Because we've been talking about you.
No, I've been so busy. So I've been playing catch-up at work. And then, you know, it's Wednesday, so it's dance day. So we had to go get Lola and take her to dance and get something for dinner. And we're on our way home.
Well, first of all, I wanted to thank... I've wanted to thank you for calling this morning. Everybody heard you. You sounded fantastic. Because this election was very personal to so many of us. And... you know, so you get to game 7 of the World Series and your team doesn't get over. Rich Thomas knows that because he's from Cleveland.
Yeah, yeah. He knows all about defeat.
So tell me about your day today.
So here's the thing. Like, everybody's been reaching out and been super kind, but that's the wonderful part about our democracy and the fact that we get to vote and everybody gets a say. And so nobody should be disappointed. Okay, so you lose the battle, but you win the war, and everything's fine. I'm fine. My kids are fine. Like, the sun came up this morning. You know, like, I ran a good campaign. We had a great time. I met a lot of wonderful people in our circuit, and I wouldn't change a thing. I mean, the outcome was unfortunate, but that's what happens when you take the risk. You know, you have to be realistic that could happen.
Yeah, it's, you know, I'm very proud of the fact I got a few trophies in our lobby, but I didn't win every time.
Well, and so there's a lot of opportunities out there, and if anything, I met some great people that are involved in the GOP in our area. And I wouldn't have had those opportunities had I not, you know, put myself out there.
You know, we've been so focused on your campaign in prior times, and you've been part of our show for years now. I used to set aside stories that I wanted to get your take on, you know, yeah. And it's grown into a rather substantial pile. For example, I've got the top 10 sex-related injuries. But the one that I... there is a list. They put that out every year. They survey the ERs of America.
And I was going to say, where are they getting this information from?
Well, let me just say this. The most common injury, and it comes from doing that.
Not that.
No, Rich, that. Rug burns. That's the number one most treated injury related to that.
Which is wild that it exceeds to the level that it has to go to the ER. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Simple logic would be like, hey, just stop that and that. I'm not getting into this, but you know what I mean? Like,
you know what? There's an there's an opportunity here. Let's invent something. Right. Let's invent a spray for carpeting so that you really want to do this, honey?
Yes.
Okay, just 1 minute, and then you just make that area burn proof.
Put a blanket down.
Look at Rosie.
That's a novel idea.
Not on the carpet that has the tendency to do that. Seeing the rug burn that's that bad, just cut it out. Like, no need to get ER. You know, ER would be a burn.
Well, this one I found today, and I thought of you first. 10 steps for making...
this story?
No, that's... We're moving away from those injuries now. And I was very surprised, by the way, in that list to see that number 8 on the list was a fractured... I just couldn't believe you could break that thing.
Is that even a... I'm going to have to Google that.
I'll send you the info if you can't find it. 10 steps for making friends with your ex.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, sometimes you know that that's just never going to happen.
No, well, I mean, I'll say this, Jared knows it. I think I'm friends with the majority of my exes. Maybe not friends, but we're definitely, like, on good terms, acquaintances, except for one. And it's not a me issue, it's a him issue. You know what I mean? It's last words. But no, like, I don't know. I just feel like when you grow up and you mature and you move past that, you could still be acquaintances.
God, Jacqueline.
Are you friends with any of your exes?
I would not want to be the guy that let you get away. I would probably be sitting in my dumpy, unclean apartment, drinking my brains out, reliving all the mistakes I made, spiraling towards personal doom.
I've got a few of them that are local, so maybe one night we'll just have to invite them all out to the bomb house and everybody can just meet them.
You know, we did a thing. What you just said reminded me of something we did in Florida that was really, really great. We had a Mom's Day party at a big hotel in Deerfield Beach, the Hilton.
Ah.
Yeah, and we had free stuff and stuff. We had about 400 people right under the fire marshal's limit for the number of people we could have in this big hall. And I had flown my mom in, my crazy partner, Don Agony, his mom still lived in town, and the mother of my newsman, Jeff Chase, still lived in town. So, but nobody really knew them. So we brought them all. I hired a limo. I picked up all three ladies so they could have a chance to enjoy a glass of wine and a nice ride. And then we brought them out on stage, and we played To Tell the Truth.
Uh-oh.
And each of them had to say, I am Greg Budell's mother. And at the end of it, I went behind the three of them, and we did the vote by crowd noise. So I stood behind my partner's mom, and the place went nuts. She was first in line. My mother was second. Noise not quite so vociferous. In the third, it was kind of obvious that we were not genetically connected. But my own mother did not win that contest.
Crazy. I see. You don't win them all, right?
It was fun, though. And you know what the best part of that was? You know, we always get all the attention. The three of us on that show, which was number one for years down there, we're not there. We're not doing that if we didn't have the moms we had. And the best part was giving them a chance to enjoy a little of the limelight. It was on TV that night. It was really cool.
Oh, yeah. I love that. Yeah, I mean, we could extend the invite, but I don't think they would attend.
that would be. Or we could get one, and then we'll make the crowd pick them out of a group.
Oh, gosh.
Just food for thought. Sure. Food for thought.
I mean, we'll work on this. This will be one of our next podcast topics.
By the way, David Blackman he'll be on the air with us tomorrow, but he sends his best because he really thinks you are the bomb.
Well, listen, whatever's going to happen is going to happen, guys. So, I mean, I appreciate everybody, you know, being, I guess, concerned, but I'm good. I promise I'm good.
Well,
I'm tired.
I did do this on your behalf today. I went to upper level Mangelman here in the building, and I said, do you think we could find at least $10 an hour to compensate Jacqueline for hanging out as a sidekick? And all you can do is make the request. I left the room, but behind me I heard...
We must do something about this immediately! 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 Harumph! 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 Harumph!
And then they discussed it.
Oh, crap! Ah, damn it!
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap!
Ah, crap!
And like every other idea that involves money, I hear...
No!
But at least I tried. I did my very best.
The wonderful thing about not winning this judicial seat is that I will have plenty of time to sidekick.
And we are looking forward to it. We are really looking forward to it.
I'm writing down my topics of our Jelly Jam poll because I am appalled that the Creamy won.
Creamy cake butt is what happened in that poll yesterday.
Obviously there were two incorrect polls yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, because that is just wrong.
I pulled down the list on the Creamy and Crunchy to see who voted where, and there were names on that list where I went,
I'm shocked
that they would vote for Crunchy. And you all know who you are, too.
Yeah.
And that's fine. They can be in the cool kids club. Thank you. So, I wasn't thank-youing you. I'm driving through the toll bridge. I'm sorry. I'm driving on the phone, y'all.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you for your time this afternoon, and we'll look forward to your next visit by Film Studio.
Absolutely, guys. I'll see you soon. Give everybody big hugs for me tonight at Baumhauer.
We will.
Bye. Love you.
I think if I can persuade her, next week we'll reinstate her status as butt paste queen.
Okay.
She had to give that up to run for judge. And please make a note on this. A week from today at 3:35, Jim Smith and the founder of Adams Drugs will be our guest here in the studio to discuss a piece of legislation that could dramatically impact our listeners' health care costs and expenses. So that'll be a week from today, 3:35.
Okay.
I just saw something online that I should probably ignore and just move on with my life at 4:57. Guys, two things affect men as we mature. Erectile dysfunction, low testosterone. Very, very common conditions. Now, don't deny it, don't put it off, and most of all, don't be ashamed about it because it is so common. The only shame is doing nothing when there's an option like Montgomery Men's Health available to you here in the River Region. They've helped thousands of guys here. It's created to take care of these situations and guys who have to deal with them. So if you're feeling no motivation, lack of energy, always tired, perhaps you're seeing unwanted weight gain, loss of muscle mass, even a decrease in sex drive, or maybe you just kind of feel like you're in a fog, Montgomery Men's Health is there to help. You know, I've lost 32 pounds, and I have increased my muscle mass, and I am following advice given to me by the staff over there. They've really helped. Let them help you. Knowing whether you have low testosterone is huge in combating all of these issues. In fact, doctors now recommend that men starting at age 18, when you go for your annual, these are two things that you should check, your T level and the PSA number for prostate health. These are all things that Montgomery Men's Health can teach you, but what they can do for you starts with a testosterone-focused lab workup. Now listen to this. It's $99. You get the lab workup and a consultation for that $99 fee. In other words, they don't just hand you a sheet with a number on it and say, here's your grade. They come back to you with a plan. Okay, so if your numbers are low or off, here's how we fix that. Because it's a team of professional urologists. So we're talking about medical solutions to medical problems and not theories in a capsule, like in a vitamin store. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but if you want a real medical solution to a medical condition, here's the place to get it. They have low T treatments that can change lives, and you can get back better energy, better gains in the gym, mental clarity, even better sleep, faster metabolism, and of course, an increase in libido. And you can book the same day that you call, most days. 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go online to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book that appointment today. All right, to the traffic dungeon
next.
With
the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. Stocks recovered some of their losses from the day before, which was Wall Street's worst in 3 weeks. Treasury yields edged lower.